Hello everyone, my name is Jose Tamayo, and today I want to cover a subject which is really cool and I think everyone is going to enjoy. This is the subject of encryption, file system encryption, but far different than what Windows can provide. And the product that I'm going to cover today is called TrueCrypt. This is something that I discovered a few months ago and I've been using. And I will be covering a basic overview of it. So essentially I'm going to cover the download process for TrueCrypt. The installation process, I am going to let you all go through it because it's a very simple installation process. And it takes just a few seconds to get it going. The most important part is the actual wizard which creates these encrypted volumes. And so I'm going to give you an overview of what TrueCrypt is. I'm going to give you instructions on how to create a container. I am not going to cover how to do whole drive encryption because this is not something that I would recommend just yet, as it can potentially take away the speech from your computer, you know, in terms of JAWS or whatever product you're using, and then you won't be able to continue with the installation. This product also has, in the drive encryption process, it also has a password which comes up at the beginning when you finish an entire drive encryption, and that password can become corrupted, and not because the product is unstable, but because this just happens, you know, and so you have to be able to create rescue disks and CDs. And so until I figure this out, I'm not going to cover this here. I'm actually working on that in virtual environments, and as soon as I have an answer and a good review of that, I will provide a lot of information on whole drive encryption, in which you can have plausible deniability available to you. Now, TrueCrypt is a product that is free. It is a product that is located at www.truecrypt.org. That's www.truecrypt.org. And without further delay, I'm just going to go ahead and get into the product download, show you where everything is on their website, show you what the creation process is for creating a volume, and then that's pretty much it. Hopefully, I'll be able to cover more advanced features in a future podcast. If you're interested, I can provide that. But I'm actually working on more, on documenting a lot more features that we can utilize to encrypt our data. So here we go. Let's get to the website, and then after the website we're going to create a volume, and I'm going to show you how to do that right now.
Title is TrueCrypt-FreeOpen-Source-on-the-Fly Disk Encryption Software for Windows Vista/XP, Mac OS X-Windows Internet Explorer.
Okay, so I am at the web page, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the address bar here so I can tell you and I can read to you the entire address bar.
F6, address edit combo.
Okay.
Home, H, T, T, P, colon, slash, slash, W, 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 period, T, R, U, E, C, R, Y, P, T, period, O, R, G, slash, D, O.
I'm not going to go to the download, but I can take you there.
Double N L O A D S period P H P lang.
Okay, but what I'm going to do is I am going to go to the main page so I can show you how to get to the download easily.
Home, selected H T W W W period T R U E C R Y P T period O R G. Enter www.truecrypt.org 100%. Page has three frames, one edit, true.
Okay, so now I'm going to bring up the links, lists, and JAWS here.
links list dialog, links list view, image D, document D, downloads.
Okay, downloads right there.
Enter. Documentation visited link. Documentation visited link. Page has 3 frames. Source.
Okay.
Troop.
I'm going to hit Control Home here so we can go to the download section here of this TrueCrypt.
TrueCrypt dash free open dash latest stable version dash 6.0 heading level 1.
Okay, latest stable version 6.0a. So TrueCrypt is a drive encryption solution that is free open source. And I'm going to explain a little bit later what the actual containers are and what a volume can be set up as. Okay, so here we go.
Windows Vista slash XP slash 2000.
So Windows Vista XP and 2000, good.
Land, download button.
There is the download button, I'm gonna hit it.
Enter. File download dash security warning dialog. Do you want to run or save this file? Name colon TrueCrypt setup 6.0.x type colon application 2.85 MB from colon www.truecrypt.org. Cancel button to activate press space bar.
I am going to hit S.
S. Save as dialog. File name colon edit.
We know the file name because we've already heard it. And I'm going to copy this just to keep it on the clipboard here.
Copy selection to clipboard.
And I'm going to go to my download folder here so that I can place it in there. I know I already have it there, but I'm going to re-download it so you can experience the process.
Back, enter. Shift tab. Oh, document download.
There's my download folder.
Enter folder view list.
And I am going to go to the TrueCrypt folder.
YouTube sucker. T-versity. Unattended installation.
That tool that you just heard is a YouTube downloader tool.
Usus. VPN clock.
Okay. TRU.
TU TrueCrypt.
There it is.
Enter. List view not selected. 5.1.1.3. To change the 6.0.
See, I already have 6.0, but I'm going to download it anyway.
Tab. File name. Paste it up. Selected. TrueCrypt setup 6.0.x. Enter 1%. Close this dialog box when download completes. Checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar. Alt plus C. 100%.
Okay, so the file is downloaded.
Tab. Run button. Tab. Open folder. Enter.
I'm going to open the folder so I can browse what I have in there.
Home. 5.1. 6.0. TrueCrypt setup 5.0.x. TrueCrypt setup 6.0.x.
Okay, so there is the file that I just downloaded, but I had a folder here, and I'm going to move it because I just feel like moving it right now.
Home, 6.0, enter, not selected, TrueCrypt setup, pasted from clipboard, confirm file required, TrueCrypt setup 6.0.x.
Okay, so there it is. I'm not going to take you through the installation process because I've gone through it already, and it's a pretty fairly straightforward installation process. All you've got to do is agree and set up the folders and all that. And without further delay, let's move on to creating a volume. Now, this portion of the setup is going to require that I work a little bit with TrueCrypt because the interface, for some reason, is not completely read by JAWS. But I am going to take you through each step, and I am going to read each option to you with great detail. I am only covering standard volumes. I am not going to cover the other two types of volumes available. In other words, container volumes. This is a type of volume that you can create on your file system to store information that you want encrypted in there. Essentially, you create a folder and then you place a file in there with a TrueCrypt extension, .tc, and this file is sort of like a volume that you mount. And then once you mount this file, you get a prompt for user ID and password, actually password. Optionally, there are some other ways to secure your file, but essentially the volume is encrypted with the encryption that you choose. And then you are able to place files in there as if you had a regular file system. So let's move on to it. Let's go ahead and switch over to TrueCrypt here, which I already have running.
Alt-tab, Patrick, Alt-tab, Seek, Alt-tab, TrueCrypt-Reopen, Alt-tab, JAWS, Alt-tab, Inpa, Alt-tab, Blind, Alt-tab, TrueCrypt Encryption, Alt-tab, TrueCrypt, TrueCrypt Dialog, Create Volume Button to Activate, Press Spacebar, Alt plus C.
Let me take you a little bit through this interface, and I'm going to start where TrueCrypt places you in terms of focus when it loads.
Shift tab, list view, graphic 424 :3.
Okay. This is a list of all the drive letters that you can use to mount your volumes. What happens is when you mount a volume on your hard drive from a file, which is what we're going to do tonight, you have a drive letter assigned to that volume. You can auto mount volumes, you can create all sorts of things that allow your volume to mount and it actually maps to a drive letter. So right now I'm going to choose no drive letter, but I'll just leave it there at I, and I'm going to hit tab so I can show you this interface.
Tab, create volume button to activate, press space bar, Alt plus C.
Create a volume if this is what we're going to do today, but I'm going to go through here.
Tab, volume, graphic 655, edit combo, 0 items, to set the value. Tab, volume, never save history, checkbox checked.
Okay.
Clear tab, volume, tools, .. button to act.
Volume tools.
Tab, volume, select file, .. button.
This is so you can select the file to mount on a specific drive letter.
Tab, volume, select device, .. button to activate. Tab, mount button to activate.
This is so you can mount it.
Tab, auto dash mount devices button to activate. Press space bar, Alt plus A.
Auto mounting here.
Tab, dismount all button to activate. Press space bar, Alt plus S.
That says it all.
Tab, exit button to activate. Press space bar, Alt tab, list view, graphic.
Okay, so we're back to the list, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit tab once here to create a new volume, and it's going to be a container type volume.
Tab, create volume button to activate, press space bar, Alt space, TrueCrypt volume creation wizard dialog, help button to activate, press space bar, Alt
okay.
plus H.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to virtualize this window here.
Virtualizing current window, graphic 4.
Okay.
Graphic.
Let's go through this window here.
TrueCrypt volume creation wizard, create a file container. Creates a virtual encrypted disk within a file recommended for inexperienced users.
In other words, this is what we're going to do. We're going to create a container file. This is a file that contains a file system within it, and the file system is encrypted.
More information. Create a volume within a -system partition /device. Formats and encrypts a -system partition entire external or secondary drive, entire USB stick, etc.
This is cool because this feature here allows you to take a thumb drive or a memory stick and either encrypt the entire volume or create a container volume in it so that when you go to another computer, you can actually auto-mount your volume and auto-load TrueCrypt on demand, so that you have security on your memory sticks.
Encrypt the system partition or entire system drive.
Not something we want to do tonight, but this is an option that I am exploring right now and I'm working with, and as soon as I have something, I will provide a lot of detail on it.
Encrypts the partition /drive where Windows is installed. Anyone who wants to gain access and use the system, read and write, files, etc., will need to enter the correct password each time. Before Windows boots, optionally creates a hidden system. More information about system encryption. Help less back next greater can.
Okay, so I'm gonna go into
escape
standard container
tab next tab cancel tab create a file container radio button checked one
there
of
it is.
Three.
We're gonna create a file container
tab help but tab cancel tab create shift tab next greater
next button here
space.
Now, we're going to have to read this dialogue one by one, all these dialogues, because for some reason, JAWS is not reading them.
Virtualizing graphic.
So this next dialogue is
volume type.
The volume type.
Standard TrueCrypt volume.
Okay, a standard volume.
Select this option if you want to create a normal TrueCrypt volume.
Okay, a normal TrueCrypt volume. Haven't we heard that before? Normal. This word normal just keeps popping up everywhere, doesn't it?
Hit a TrueCrypt volume.
So, a normal TrueCrypt volume just gives us a regular volume that's sitting out on the hard drive, and everyone can see it as long as they have rights. Now, the hidden volume, that's something that's not visible.
It may happen that you are forced by somebody to reveal the password to an encrypted volume. There are many situations where you cannot refuse to reveal the password left parent, for example, due to extortion right parent. Solve such situations without revealing the password to your volume. More information about hidden volumes.
Hidden volumes are a subject not of this podcast, but the options there. Once you have it running, take a look at it. Be very careful. Read, you know, get yourself informed before you play with any of these features. Read.
Help, less back, next, greater, cancel, escape.
Okay, so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to choose the standard volume here.
Shift tab, less back button, shift tab, help button, shift tab, standard true crypt volume radio button checked.
Okay, good.
Tab, less back, tab, next, greater button to active, enter.
Okay, so I'm going to go to the next dialogue here, virtualize it.
No text in current window.
Oh, no text in current window. Okay, so I'm going to use the cursor here.
Root JAWS, top with C, colon, backfill, type a question for help, C, graphic, night, file, edit, view, map, back, search, for fav, graphic, address, C, colon, back, piece, alt, tab, true crypt, alt, shift, tab, true crypt, volume, creation, with tab. JAWS, curse, top, graphic, graphic, top of file, inbox, and fill, C, colon, graph, file, edit, view, fav, alt, tab, true crypt, dialogue. Create volume button, PC, alt tab, true crypt volume creation wizard, true crypt volume creation wizard dialog, volume location, help button to activate, press space bar, alt plus H, tab, less back button to tab, cancel button, tab, volume location edit combo, zero item.
Okay, this is where you want the volume.
Tab, never save history, checkbox checked, a clear okay. Checkmark, press.
So, never say his save history about the volume.
Tab, select file dot 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 button to act.
I don't know what happened before, but I have a feeling I got presented with another dialogue and it didn't work for me. So I'm going to choose here the location of the file.
Space, specify path and file name dialog, file name colon edit combo, zero items.
I'm going to put in C colon backslash.
Colon backslash T-E-F-E backslash.
Temp, and I'm going to call it B. C-T
period T C
blind cool tech dot TrueCrypt
C colon backslash temp backslash BCT dot TC zero items.
Good. Now I'm going to hit tab here.
Tab. Save as type. Tab. Save button to active.
To save button here.
Space. Next greater button to activate. Press space bar. Alt plus N.
And I'm going to hit next here.
Enter. Encryption algorithm. Encryption algorithm. A test. Flip stash approved. Cipher left pair original. Published in 1998.
Okay. There are many encryption algorithms here. I'm going to go through them here, but I'm going to choose the first one just for simplicity's sake. And so that we can move forward, but let me give you a list of them here.
Open list box. A's, serpent, two fish, A's dash two fish, A's dash two fish dash serpent, serpent dash A's, serpent dash two fish dash A's, two fish dash serpent.
So, in any combination, you could encrypt your volume with any of these encryption mechanisms.
Home, A's.
I'm going to just use A's for now.
Tab, encryption algorithm test button to activate.
I am not going to test it.
Tab, encryption algorithm benchmark button. Tab, hash algorithm encryption algorithm A's test flip stash approved cipher left pair original published in 1990. Open list SHA-512.
SHA-512.
Whirlpool.
Whirlpool. I'm going to go to the default here.
RIPEMD-160.
Okay, I'm just going to choose that one.
Tab, help button, tab, less back button, tab, next.
Now, I would recommend that you read up on this and figure it all out, but this is a good, decent overview, and I just urge you to go through here and learn a little bit about this product. Just wanted to get your appetite wet here, so I'm going to hit next.
Enter, volume, size, edit, type and text.
I'm going to choose 10 megabytes here.
10. Tab, KB radio button not checked, MB radio button checked, 2 of 2, to change the selection, press up or down arrow, alt.
I chose MB,
you will receive the tab, help button to tab, less back tab, next greater button, enter, password, colon, confirm, colon, it is there.
Okay, they recommend a password of no less than 20 characters, so here we go.
Tab, password, colon, confirm, colon.
Confirmation here?
Tab, display password, checkbox, not check.
Obviously, you don't want that.
Tab, use key files, checkbox, not check.
Now, this key files feature is essentially, if you have a file, okay, that you want to tie this encrypted volume to, and this file is located on your hard drive, you can take this encrypted volume and further secure it by tying it to a file that you know is never going to change on your hard drive. And what will happen is if this volume is taken somewhere and the volume and somebody attempts to mount it in another computer, it will not mount because the key file is missing. And if you have a key file, that's another added level of security, and that ties your files to your local computer or your hard drive. I'm sorry about the notifications, folks. But that's essentially what the key files are. So a file that is unique on your hard drive that provides a further level of encryption, of security actually, for your encrypted volume.
Tab, help button, tab, less back tab, cancel button, tab, password.
Apparently, I put in the incorrect verification, so I'm going to retype my password here.
Oh, selected, star, star. Star, 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 star. Star, 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 star. Star, 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 tab, password, colon, star, 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 tab.
Let's see if I got it right.
Tab, tab, less back tab, next grip.
I got it right that time. My password is the American Broadcast System. Now, I would never use this password publicly, but this is what I put in there, just for kicks.
Space.
Now, here's the next dialogue here.
Virtualizing current window. Graphic volume format.
The volume format. This is where you choose whether it's an NTFS volume or whether it is a FAT volume. And if it's an NTFS volume, then you get to choose the size. So I'm going to go
escape
in here.
Tab, shift tab, format button to activate, press the tab, cancel tab, options, file system, random, open, NTFS.
Okay, so NTFS.
FAT, none. Fat, none. Fat.
Fat.
None.
And none.
NTFS.
I'm going to choose NTFS.
Tab. Options. File system. Oh, 0. Default.
I'm going to choose a default size of block.
Tab. Options. Dynamic.
Cluster, actually. Cluster size. Now.
Shift. Tab. Options. Dynamic. Checkbox. Not checked.
Dynamic. Okay. If you choose dynamic, what will happen is your file will have a minimum. Okay. And it will grow as your data requires it. If you don't choose dynamic, the entire size of the volume that you chose, in my case 10 megabytes, will be allocated on your hard drive. And I guess you could tell the differences. The differences would be the performance hit, I would assume, would be greater if you had to grow the volume as opposed to the data already being allocated. Prior, and so those are the two differences. If you have a good computer, I don't think you should be able to. I don't think you should have a problem with setting this option to dynamic.
Shift tab options dynamic checkbox not.
Okay.
Tab checkbox checked. A clear check mark. Press space bar. Tab help button to add. Tab less back button. Tab format button to activate. Press.
Here we go. We're gonna format this volume here.
Space.
And we're going to read what
abort
it says.
Button to activate. Press spacebar. One true crypt volume creation wizard dialog. Volume format. Help button. Less back button. Format button. Cancel button. Volume format. Group box. Volume format. Options. File system. Random. Po header. K master. K done. Important. Colon window. The increases the click format.
Let's see.
OK button to activate. Virtualizing. True graphic one on OK. Graphic True Crypt Volume Creation Wizard. Graphic 173. The True Crypt Volume has been successfully created.
There we go. The volume has been successfully created.
Okay. Escape. Okay button space. Next greater button to activate. Press space bar. Alt plus N. Space.
Okay. Let's take a look at the next dialogue here.
Virtualizing. Graph a true crypt volume creation. Create a file. Creates a virtual encrypted disk and experienced users.
Okay, so it is done. And now it's back at the original step, which is for creation of a new volume.
Creates a virtual encrypt to create a file container.
Okay, so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to my temp folder here and look for my TrueCrypt encrypted volume.
Windows, oh, max, TFE, enter, C, colon, max, C, BCT 890, strat, shadow, end, BCT.tc.
There it is, BCT.tc, and I'm going to press enter on that file.
Enter, graphic 424, I, colon.
The iDrive is what it wants to use for that. So I'm going to tab over to the mount button.
Tab, TrueCrypt, tab, volume, graphics, tab, volume, never save, tab, volume, vault, tab, volume, select file, tab, volume, select, tab, mount button, space, enter password for C, colon, backslash, temp, backslash, bct.tc, dialog, password, colon, password, edit, type
okay,
of text.
The American Broadcast System, let's try that.
Star, enter, mount button to activate, press space bar, alt plus M.
The drive has been mounted. Let's go to the iDrive here. Actually, let's go to my computer.
Control escape, M, micros, M, micro, M, my doc, M, my P, M, my music, M, my computer, enter. Leaving menus, my computer, folder view, list view.
Let's look for it.
DVD, lazy left, DVD, local, delf, local disk, left parent, I, colon, right parent.
Local disk, iDrive.
Enter, folder view, list view, 0 items. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
Now, since I have a 10 megabyte volume here, and it's the iDrive, what I'm going to do is, for fun, I'm going to create a couple of folders here, so you can see what I'm talking about.
Application, new sub folder, F, enter, leaving menus, edit, F, enter, testing.
I created a testing folder.
F5.
I'm going to refresh here and create a new one.
Received. Apple prop news fold enter. E-S-E-N. G2 enter. Testing 2.
Okay, testing 2. And testing 2. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go find a podcast here and I'm going to copy it to one of those folders.
Windows R. F colon backslash. Enter. F colon backslash. P-pod-p-podcast, enter, full home, BCB, bootcamp, home, BCT, enter, end, folder view, list, BCT, copied selection to clipboard.
I'm going to copy a file that I have on my F drive here to this new volume that I created.
Alt-tab, I, colon, backslash.
Into my testing folder.
Home, testing, enter, folder, pasted from clipboard, error copying file or folder dialog, cannot copy, B, enter, folder.
Well, the file was too big.
Recycle bin.
Let me find a smaller file.
Title is I colon backslash testing.
Okay, I'm going to go find a smaller file that I can copy in there. Something smaller than 10 megabytes. Let's see. Let me go to my download folder here.
Windows C colon backslash enter. C colon O dot download enter folder view.
And I am going to grab, maybe I'll grab, let me see, Spybot.
SP Spybot. Enter. Full home. What? Spybot 14.x. Spybot 160.x.
Okay, Spybot 1.6.
Copy select alt tab. I colon max. Pasted from clipboard. Error copying file or folder escape.
Well, that file is still too big. Okay, I'm gonna go find the smaller file.
Alt tab. C colon. Folder view list view. Not so. Adobe accessible Adobe Aster Add Audacity Enter Home Audacity Dash.
Okay, Audacity ought to be small enough. Let me check the size here.
Applet property enter leaving menus C colon back virtual like general Audacity type of flat disk locate size colon 2.21 MB escape.
Okay, 2.21 MB. Let me grab that one here.
Read dash only checkbox not check EC escape C Audacity that. Copy alt tab, I colon backslash testing, I pasted from clipboard, audacity dash win dash folder home testing.
Okay, so testing has a file called audacity.
Enter folder view list view, not selected audacity dash win dash 1.2.
So it is a 2 megabyte file within that testing folder. What I'm gonna do now is I'm gonna dismount the volume without closing this iDrive.
You will receive alt tab, disk cleanup for left alt tab, F colon back, alt tab, F colon alt tab, TrueCrypt, true.
Okay, let me dismount this volume.
Tab, auto tab, dismount all button to activate press.
Since I only have one mounted, I'm going to dismount all.
Space.
And I should no longer have and a drive I here.
Alt tag C colon alt tag disk cleanup alt tag F colon alt tag C colon alt tag TrueCrypt volume creation wizard alt tag C colon back alt tag TrueCrypt alt tag JAWS alt tag inbox and closet.
Okay, my drive I is gone. So let me go back to TrueCrypt here. Actually, it's my C drive, and remount this volume.
Alt tag, true alt tag, C colon backslash other alt tag, disk alt tag, F alt tag, C colon backslash temp.
Okay, that's my temp folder.
C end. bct.tc.
There we go, I'm gonna go there.
Enter. Graphic 424.
Okay, the I drive.
Shift tab, true shift tab, dismount all but shift tab, auto dash mount shift tab, mount button.
I'm going to mount it.
Space, enter password for C colon backslash temp backslash bct.tc dialog. Password colon password edit type and text.
Alrighty. Now, I'm going to enter the password.
Star. Select star. Select star. Star. Star, 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 enter mount button to activate press space bar alt plus M.
Okay, now I should have a drive I.
Windows R run I colon back enter I colon backslash folder view list view not selected testing testing 2
and testing and testing 2. Here we go. Let me go to testing here.
Home testing enter not selected audacity dash win dash 1.2.4b.x.
What do you think, guys? Really great. This is a tool that I'm using to encrypt a lot of my data. There are some gotchas here. Obviously they're the encryption is for protection of, you know, against someone taking your file and attempting to break into your personal data. Of course, if they take your computer, then the danger is that you have temporary files in your hard drive and you have your swap file and all that that you have to worry about. But this is something that if somebody gets into your computer remotely or if somebody takes this encrypted file, they will not be able to use it because it is It is a file that has been encrypted, highly encrypted. And if you use this TrueCrypt tool, you'll be very happy because your data is protected. At least from opportunistic people. And so that's it. For this product, you know, I hope to be able to cover a couple of things upcoming, and if I'm able to complete some of the work that I'm doing with TrueCrypt right now, hopefully a complete hard disk encryption podcast, and perhaps some stuff on memory sticks. But if you feel like it, get ahead of me and play with it. I've already done a lot of work with memory sticks and USB drives, but just go ahead and try it. Give it a test. Play with it for a little while, and let me know if you like it. My email address is jtblas@hotmail.com. J, T as in Tom, B as in boy, L as in Larry, A as in Apple, S as in Sam, @hotmail.com. And thank you very much. Thank you for listening. Thank you for all the positive comments. You guys are great. Thanks to Larry. Until the next time. Bye-bye.